If we keep growing, maybe we can push these people. And I don't talk a lot to the politicians because I don't think they care about me. But if enough of you guys push me, then they have to care about me. So that's what I'm going to do.
Anything you'd like to say, Madhu?
I'll talk to you, Gary.
So I studied artificial intelligence at university, and there was an interesting kind of analogy to this where no one heard about or read about real AI in the sort of mid 20th century, because it was this classical model, just like the kind of neoclassical economics, right? That you're reasoning from axioms of like trying to build a system that you wanted to have a certain property. And now everybody hears about AI because they moved to an empirical model called machine learning, which is basically just statistics applied to data, and you're trying to make a prediction in that data, find patterns, right? So Gary's point of actually listening to track records.
You know, I've said it before, you have to start rewarding people for being right, punishing people for being wrong, and giving the microphone to people who are right.
Is essentially the same, right? It's measuring how you can do the best. So my question is, how do we turn that into public policy? How do we actually take the not having a single model that works, but constantly evaluating whether we're doing the right thing and learning and changing all the time?
Sorry. Okay. Would you like to respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, wealthy people very, very aggressively give their money to be managed to people like me. And they very aggressively make sure I don't get the fucking mic. And until we start giving the mic to the people that the rich are giving their money to, we're not going to fix this problem. You know, listen, why do Premier League footballers come from working class backgrounds? Because that's where British people come from. And that's the same reason the best traders come from working class backgrounds. Where are all the economists from working class backgrounds in the debate? They're working for Citibank. They're working for Goldman Sachs, making millions of pounds a year to take care of their families. And the fact that, listen, I shouldn't be here. I'm not getting paid to be here. You know, my daily rate is probably 50 grand in the private sector. I'm here because I don't want the economy to collapse. And I think it's insane that I can go and work for Goldman Sachs and get paid £2 million a year, but the government doesn't even call me. I predicted the inflation. Everyone's saying it's impossible to predict it. I predicted it. Go watch my YouTube channel, Gary's Economics, June 2020, predicting the inflation. It's possible if you understand it. When are those of us who understand the problem and have very long-term track records going to be given a chance to prevent the economy from collapsing?
Thank you, Abby.
Two very quickly. Quick thoughts on that. One is, just that you have more and more data doesn't mean that you necessarily know how to interpret it. And so you have the whole problem of interpretation with machine learning. And the less machine-like the things you're applying it to, the more problematic that question of interpretation becomes. So medical machine learning around the human body, I think, could be very different from machine learning as applied to our constantly evolving society. And the other aspect is, again, the risk that we become fixated with a particular technology or methodology on the basis that social purpose changes the way society works. Economics ought to be more like the arts than a mathematical science, because it is about creating the future that we want as well as interpreting what has got us here. So that would be my caveat.
Just one last question at the back there.
Gary, how are you going to use economic theory to help sort out inequality? I mean, I think we're all sick of economic theory. We want economic action that serves all.
Yeah, people who know what I'm doing now, I've got a YouTube channel, I've got an Instagram. Listen, I tried my best. I went to work for think tanks. I've been knocking politicians on the head for ages. They've been ignoring me for a long time. I've made my decision. I'm trying to talk to the people of this country and make it very clear to them, if we don't deal with inequality, then it's a disaster for your kids, for your grandkids. Because I wish the politicians and the academics would listen to me, but I don't think they will. And to be honest, I think that's partly because of how I look and how I sound. Listen, if enough of you guys, the ordinary British people, refuse to vote for anyone who doesn't take action on inequality, then they'll have to do it. And I don't think I'm going to win. I don't do this because I think I'm going to win. I do this because I know what the consequences are if I don't win. I'm going to keep talking to people, you know, my socials are all out there, Gary's Economics. We've got nearly 1 million followers now. It was 100,000 last year. If we keep growing, maybe we can push these people. And I don't talk a lot to the politicians because I don't think they care about me. But if enough of you guys push me, then they have to care about me. So that's what I'm going to do.
Anything you'd like to say, Madhu?
I'll talk to you, Gary. but to the point that was made, and I just want to come back on something Abby said, because I didn't
mean to advocate for AI, that sort of an all-knowing
modeling.
What I was talking about is, and maybe I didn't explain it well enough, forgive me. Now, supercomputing and AI, I think, will allow us to build much more sophisticated models.
So at YouGov, we collect data from real people, human beings, mm-hmm. right? So millions and millions of people tell us all sorts of stuff, right? About their life, how they feel, all sorts of stuff, right? And we then, you know, publish the data, make predictions of outcomes based on that. The beauty of what the new technology will allow us to do is stuff that we've collected terabytes of data, right? We can now go back to, right, and understand a little bit better, you know, what are the connections between all these people telling us all this stuff, where before we just couldn't, we just left it in a, you know, great big warehouse because we just didn't have the resource or the capability. So I think you're right that there is a moment in time now which actually will speak to what Gary's talking about and others, his understanding.
To continue watching this video, click the link in the top left or in the description below.
With a free trial, you can enjoy the full talk and thousands more.
Thank you for being part of the conversation.